And the text that calls for attention this Lord's Day comes to us from our gospel lesson for today, from Mark chapter 1, especially these verses. What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Authority. It is a word that seemed to me used to be used in the best of contexts. Authority was respected. Authority was expected to be exercised with wisdom. Authority was viewed as a stabilizing force. Authority seems to me, at least now, that it's a word often used in the worst of context. Authority is always analyzed with suspicion. Authority's closest friend, it seems, is corruption. Authority is viewed as an oppressive, destabilizing force. In our text for today, Jesus is spoken of as one with authority. So which of these thoughts or feelings about authority should we have when we hear the description of our Lord as one with authority? Should we be comforted that he is one with authority, or should we be frightened by such a statement? Well, in order to truly answer this question well, we must delve into our text for today to try to truly understand why it was that the people in our text came up with such a judgment about our Lord. Why is it that they called him one with authority? On the text, or the day of our text, Jesus stood up in the synagogue. He stood up and he began to teach. And by the end of his speaking, people were already ready to declare him that one with authority. It seems that Jesus spoke in such a way that no further proof was required for what he was saying. His very words rang out as convincing and true. Oh, most people who spoke in the synagogue had to sort of support or prove what they were saying by quoting former teachers, but not Jesus. Oh, the Spirit convinced those people in the synagogue that day that when Jesus spoke, his word was the final matter on any matter. No other opinions needed to be discussed if this one had spoken. And if that wasn't enough to convince these people that Jesus was one with authority, the next thing that happened sealed that thought, no doubt, in their minds and likely in their hearts as well. You see, a man possessed by a demon came before Jesus and began to speak to him. The demon said he knew who Jesus was, and he hoped that Jesus would simply leave him alone. His demon called Jesus the Holy One of God. And Jesus, who indeed was the Holy One of God, didn't want to hear any more words out of this demon's mouth. No, he couldn't stand to hear from him any longer. And so in words that must have stung Satan all the way back in Eden, Jesus said, "Be silent and come out of him." Yes, again with his words, he showed forth his authority. The demon in our story had no choice in the matter. There was no other option given to him. Indeed, the one whose words once called light out of darkness now called darkness out of this tormented man. Yes, that demon left the man with a loud cry. For the presence of the Savior and his powerful words tormented the demon to the point where he had no choice but to leave. As Jesus there in that synagogue demonstrated his authority, and the people were astonished. "Who is this one with authority?" they asked among each other. He even the demons obeyed his word. Yes, Jesus indeed has authority over all things. He has authority over all things harmful. He has authority over all things hurtful. He has authority over all things evil. All of these things ultimately must yield to his word. And that means that his authority is for us a reason to rejoice. For this is not the kind of authority that is abused for selfish gain. But it is exactly the opposite kind of authority. It is the authority used to help others. And that for us is good news indeed. For how many tears have fallen because of harmful, hurtful, or evil things? How many stomachs have been balled up in a knot thinking about them? How many minds have raced trying to figure out the mess left by them? Today we are reminded that Jesus has authority over all of that. And he shows his authority not only in the story of our text, but throughout his ministry. He brought hurtful things to an end. Remember the shame felt by tax collectors and prostitutes that Jesus took away by sitting down to dine with them? He brought harmful things to their end. Remember the woman who had been bleeding for years? And he brought all evil to its end. Remember the cross and the empty tomb? Remember how evil converged to do its worst, but ended up losing in a big way? Remember how wickedness fell to righteousness on the cross? Remember how it was defeated as Jesus folded up his burial clothes and walked out of the tomb? And Jesus has promised that one day this authority which he has will be felt in every last corner of creation. Hurt will be banished completely. Harm will never be heard of again. Evil will not even be discussed. Yes, that day is coming. But until that day comes, we live in a world where there are glimpses of Jesus' authority given all the time, but where, truthfully, we understand that that authority is not yet extended over all things. We live in a world much like the world that Jesus lived in. For while the man in that synagogue that day was relieved of his demon, not all the demon possessed were healed while Jesus walked the earth. While many were healed of various sicknesses, others still suffered with pain and with illness. While many hurts were covered up with compassion, other hurts still lingered long. But this we do know. Where Jesus' word is, there is his authority. And so his authority over all hurtful, harmful, and evil things is here today, in this place. It is here to comfort us, to protect us, and to forgive us. It is here in the words, "I forgive you of all of your sins." It is here right now as Jesus' word is proclaimed. It is at the altar where soon Jesus, through his word, promises to deliver us from all evil as we receive his body and his blood. Oh, I know today it might seem that all of this would be a lot easier to believe and everything would be more impressive if we had seen a demon cast out of our midst. Of course, I figure if a demon began to speak here at church, probably not many of us would even stick around to see the outcome. But we should remember in our story that the people in the synagogue declared Jesus the one with authority before that demon ever opened his ugly mouth. And so also we should do the same today. His teaching among us this day should leave us amazed and astonished. Through his Spirit, we should receive his word as truth with no need of support or backing. We know that his word is the very word of God, since He is God. Yes, we too can leave here today declaring that He is one with authority. And having heard that authoritative word, we are made confident that we no longer need to live in constant fear of all things hurtful, harmful, and evil. For where we go, Jesus and His authoritative word go as well. No, that doesn't mean that every bad thing will go away tomorrow. But it does mean that every time we see one of those bad things alleviated, we can indeed be reminded that one day soon, they will all be gone. And so as sick bodies are made well, and hurt feelings are soothed over, and sins are forgiven, we are to proclaim that one with authority is here, and will one day soon come to extend that authority over all things. Do you have a disease? Are you suffering an intolerable relationship? Are you tormented by past sin? Jesus has authority over those things. He promises that He does. And so pray with confidence that according to God's great wisdom and mercy, He might extend His authority over those things today. And then know that He has promised that if He does not do it today, He will do it one day. We often in our world of many voices simply listen to Jesus as one more voice filtered into our minds. But today we are called to confess that such a thought is indeed sinful. By His Spirit may we return to the true confession that He alone speaks with authority. He is the one whose word calls out light from darkness, darkness from humanity, and humanity from all danger. And His word today calls us into His marvelous light. For His word and His authority are here indeed. Receive them today in faith. Rest in the power of the word given to you in your baptism, kept in your heart through the proclamation of the word, and fed to you again today from this table. Jesus is the one with authority. Amen.